now it just reverberates it's hollow. Out my... Dun, 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 dun.
Gotcha. I love relaxing.
Oh,
we once found out... Have you met Eva Brian?
Bacter.
Yeah.
Oh, we once found out that because she had a bum bag on, and I was like, one of my thighs is the size of your waist. She's like, no, it's not. And I took the bum bag off her and I put it around my thigh and it was pretty much...
Spot on.
So yeah,
it was actually a little bit tight.
A little bit tight.
And you're like, which meant that her waist was thinner.
And I've gotten bigger since then. I could fit two over here now.
Honey,
she's been going
to the gym, so she's probably like got like more abs around that little itty waist of hers. Why does it take me so long? Anyway, seriously. Your stomach went to China.
I'm not meant to be on this podcast.
Your tummy said hi. Hi, world. Well, hello, Jordan, and welcome to the Nervous Lobsters podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Today, we're going to talk about Stranger Things, and I'm here with obviously Jordan, who has already said hello, and then we have Kathy.
Hello.
And Aaron.
Hello.
Why?
I always go for howdy. I felt it had to be different.
You also looked like you were going to sneeze.
You also thought you were going to sneeze.
Hello. I forgot to say it at the end.
Hello.
How do you do? This is Aaron speaking, coming to you from... Stop me. Stop me. Stop me from talking. I'm still talking. It's Aaron coming from the house, y'all. Corey in the house was... Popular show after Raven.
Best Raven. Anime ever.
That's so
Stop talking. Thank you. Oh my god.
I think this person should just stop introducing us.
Jesus Christ. Is it because Jordan's here? I think so. This bad.
I'm going to prep it next time.
Do you remember when Fergus was here and his high was like the best? And you're like, how do we follow?
Aaron, you just basically introduced the podcast for us. And you were like, oh.
That's Fergus in a nutshell. And Fergus, I think we've talked about Fergus way too much on this podcast for the fact that he's been on
it's a
once.
Minute.
He's trash. Anyway, so Stranger Things. My eyes is watering and it's really distracting me.
So crying. What did we do?
It was such an emotional season. We watched
I'm trying.
We watched season 4 of Stranger Things, or the first part of season 4 of Stranger Things. But first, I want to explain that, I mean, I assume Jordan has, you know, this is all separate from Jordan, because Jordan came and he watched Stranger Things season 4, even though he'd already seen a little bit. We'll get to that later.
Okay. But we'll get to that argument later.
We'll get to that argument after my 50 minutes of talking about this first. But first, I watched it on my lonesome.
Season 4?
Season 1.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry. Season 1, season 2, and season 3. Then I showed Aaron season 1 and half of season 2. But then we just didn't watch anymore.
Yeah, apparently I just didn't watch the last two episodes.
We knew season 4 was coming out. So I was like, Kathy started watching. You watched like season 1 on your own, didn't you?
No, I watched it with you.
Was that since the we've been here?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So me and you
watched
season 1.
When I was on the night shift.
We watched season 1. And then, we watched season 1 and season 2. And then we were going to wait for Aaron to watch season 3. It fucking took him ages. He would not watch season 2 again. Because he wanted to rewatch season 2 to watch season 3. He wouldn't for ages. Anyway, eventually, I think it was when we had COVID.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? We rewatched season 2. Then the three of us all watched season 3. And then the four of us watched season 4 when we came back. When the three of us came back from Greece. And we're back from Greece, by the way. It was great. Thanks for asking. Anyway.
Literally don't care.
Jordan, tell us about your Stranger Things experience. Was, like, when did you start watching it when it first came out?
Yeah, I first started watching Stranger Things. I was sleeping on my friend Connor's couch because I didn't have anywhere to live in Dublin because I couldn't afford it, obviously. I was a student. So I was sleeping on his couch and I watched the first season 10 times. And then, yeah, I fell in love with it. Watched the second season, watched the third season, watched the fourth season. All about 5 times now.
And how did you watch the fourth season?
Right, okay. So,
let's start by the Jordan tells me that season 4 is coming out when we're away in Greece. And I was like, oh, cool. And he was like, will I watch it without you or will I wait for you? And I was like, oh, no, wait for me. Then, fast forward, we're in Greece. I got a text to say he had watched the first episode of Stranger Things. And I was like, are you annoyed at me? And I was like, well, like, kind of. And then he said he wouldn't watch anymore. Basically, when he came, when we went to watch it, he had nearly seen every single episode.
Hey, you decided to go to Greece, honey. Not me. Okay. I didn't go to Greece.
Explain how you watched it.
So, technically, I watched three episodes of season 4 and then told Kathy that I was going to wait for her to watch the rest, even though, here, bear in mind, I live in a tiny apartment and my housemate loves Stranger Things and there's only one room, so he watched Stranger Things, I watch Stranger Things.
I mean, you have a bedroom with the TV in it,
but it's smelly.
That's on
what about his bedroom? You're he smelly. Couldn't have been relegated to the bedroom.
See, Jordan had Dylan's TV in the room. I know, it's a weird setup, but Dylan watches Jordan's TV in the living room.
I'm sorry,
because Jordan's TV is too massive to fit in Dylan's, well, in his room.
But yeah, so I'd watched a lot of bits of Stranger Things and ruined it on myself, to be honest. But then I came over here and watched
in fairness, like, the bit, we won't do any big major spoilers, maybe like near the end of the podcast we can say like, okay, we're gonna talk about this now or whatever, but for the beginning we'll just talk general stuff. I feel like the thing that you said that you saw at the end wouldn't have been like, you needed the payoff of everything, you know what I mean? So I feel like rewatching it probably was still as good for you, you know what I mean? Like, you were kind of like, oh, like, that's that thing.
Oh, it's better.
But like, it, like, the when you rewatched it, the whole thing with us all together, it probably was like, okay, this is actually making so much more sense and it's so much more of a payoff now, instead of just,
definitely,
it's not like when someone dies, you know, if someone dies in something, I feel like if you get spoiled for that, you're kind of like, okay, this is just leading up to their death, whereas this didn't really seem like that. It was kind of a bit more separate, I think, but at the same time, you were kind of robbed of the chance of guessing yourself.
Oh, well, you know? I was, but to be honest, the first time I watched it, I thought it was really cheesy, but I know that's the style, it's like 70s and, like, you know, it's purposefully 80s. cheesy, 80s or whatever. But but it's the first time I watched it, I thought it was I didn't love it, but then the second time I watched it, I thought it was brilliant, and now I can't wait for volume 2. So it's like anything, like, it's always better the second time you watch it.
I it's kind of funny, I really liked, well, obviously I still love season 1 is so good. Season 2 I remember really loving when I saw it, except that weird episode with number 8. Still, I think that episode is such a weird diversion, but I remember loving the season. And then every time I've rewatched it, I've been like, eh, it's gotten like worse and worse in my brain. Then season 3 I remember kind of being like, I don't know about, because when I watched season 3, I think I'd only seen season 1, sorry, I'd seen season 1 loads of times, but I think I'd only watched season 2 like once or twice. So I think in my head I was like, oh, season 3 is worse than season 2. But then when I was rewatching it with Kathy and Aaron, I was like, oh my god, season 3 is actually way better than season 2. I really like season 3 now. Except I think there's one thing, I can't even remember what I was telling you about something that I was like, there was one thing that I was irritated about. Was it
Nancy and your man?
See, yeah. Nancy kind of annoys me.
Yeah, she did. I don't like
She
Nancy.
Kind of annoys me. I liked her a bit more in season 4.
No, she
in season three.
I only liked her in season 1, really. I'm kind of dumb with her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Something about the actress, the way she portrays the character, kind of annoys me. Like, it's not necessarily what Nancy does. Like, I don't. She, you know, she has, like, a generally good story, you know what I mean? Like, in season 2 when she's trying to get like justice for Barbara, and like, what is she doing in season 3, her and Jonathan? She's working. That's a bit that's kind of, it kind of goes on a bit, you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit like, oh, I'm a reporter,
she's also an intern, she thinks she should be changing.
Yeah, but at the same time, I still think it's a kind of, there's a couple of good scenes there, like that scene with her mom, where her mom like tells her about like how she was kind of pretty much told that she couldn't do anything, and then her and Jonathan have that argument in the car about like, Jonathan's obviously like a lower class and Nancy's like a woman, so they both have like, you know, they both have privileges and they both have like disadvantages and stuff like that. Like, there's some good scenes. I just feel like the whole story is kind of eh. But this season is like a little bit better. I like her a little bit more. I feel like she's a little less annoying, but at the same time, something about her has always kind of irritated me. And I think I kind of had that in my brain for season three, like something about her. And then same with, I think I remember, you know the way like there's the whole Hopper and Joyce kind of fancying each other thing in season three? I think I found that a lot more annoying when I watched it the first time. But it's actually not that bad. I don't know.
I don't think it's too in your face. No. To be honest, like, we watched season one and two like quite like together, like yeah. straight after each other. I think if yous hadn't have been like, oh, we're ready, let's watch season three, because I didn't really like season, not that I didn't like season two, but I feel like it was really like boring.
Mm.
It felt like they were repeating season one, but badly.
Yeah.
Really?
I just remember.
Did you love season two?
Loved it, yeah.
I want to rewatch it, because I want to rewatch the entire thing again, but I remember being like, not as excited for the next episode.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh yeah, sure, there's someone else to watch, so I'll just put it on. And like, I got through it, and I was like, alright, I'm kind of like done with it for a while. And then when we watched season three, I was so surprised. I was like, what time did we stay up till to watch the end?
At least yeah. 10 o'clock at night.
I know, it was later than 10 o'clock, because everyone assumed I'd be asleep. It was definitely at least two. Because we're going to go.
I'm pretty sure it was like half.
It was. No,
it wasn't. It was like.
Don't be full of shit.
Aaron, what were you going to say?
Aaron,
what were you going to say?
I should say that it's just because, like, Will was the thing that's happened to in all of season one, and then it's like, all right, we got Will back. It's like, nope, he's gone. It's like the Hangover yeah. 2. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Frankly,
yeah. Doug should have been Hangover.
Doug should have been.
Like, yeah. Will, like, I was okay with leaving Will where he was in the Upside Down. I just don't think he's, I don't think he adds to it that much.
Oh, shit, you did not.
You're a bully.
We're going to get cancelled.
Oh, I'm going to cancel Jordan right now.
I'm sorry.
Will is my boy.
Will belongs in the Upside Down, trying to be rescued.
Will has had a very tough life and just needs a break, but people like you won't give it to him.
Will brings it on himself.
No, he doesn't. He's a lovely person and everyone's an asshole.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I want to have fun with my friends. They're better. Like, we want to go kiss people. Like, fuck yous. You can do both this summer.
They keep doing Will dirty, and I understand kind of what Jordan's saying in that, like,
Jordan's probably one of the writers.
But like,
no, never Jordan, mind. He wouldn't be. Sorry,
Jordan. Unfortunately, what you've been saying is actually kind of true, because they might as well have kept him in the fucking Upside Down with the amount of fucking stuff that they've given him to
do. What's like, he doing in season four?
Exactly.
He's just done, lingering.
He's done nothing in any of the seasons. I feel so bad for him every single time. But obviously, season one, like him being in the Upside Down, amazing. Like, I love him. The whole story is really good. I really like season one. Season two and season three, they both do the same. Not season one, season two. Yes, actually, all fucking the next three seasons, I think they do the same thing where they kind of start giving us a couple of drips of like, oh my god, it's actually going to be about Will this season. And like, you know, like in season two, it starts with him having the PTSD, and like him and Mike have some really cute scenes, which are honestly the best Mike scenes, because Mike's trash apart from that. Sorry, that might be a controversial take, but I really like Mike either. But then in season three, they have the whole thing with like him kind of having a bit of a crisis about like he's no longer a child, you know, he like breaks down the house and stuff. And then in season four, they kind of seem like they're going to kind of give him a few more things. Like, he's doing that painting, and it's like, oh, does he like fancy somebody? Is he gay? This kind of stuff. And they just keep on being like, oh, you might have something, but no. But they don't do it for anyone else. For every other character, they're like, oh, this is going to be their thing for the season. Ooh. And they actually, like, stick to it.
I really hope they're, like, leading it into something big for, like, Jesus the final God. Part. Because I thought when he came back, especially, do you remember when he was, like, getting that, like, I thought he just had, like, an itchy neck. But was, like, obviously he was, like, sensing the stuff happening. Remember?
Eczema.
Yeah, one
it's
will.
Just
had
a bad
eczema.
Case of eczema.
Eczema or PTSD from the Upside Down. But I thought maybe he got, like, some sort of, not like power, but like some sort of like ability that would be useful.
There's a lot of theories about Will, especially really? After this season, a lot.
Yeah, because
maybe we'll talk
there
about
something
them at the end, maybe a little bit.
That's
when,
like hinting.
When we can spoil some stuff, we'll talk a little bit about the Will theories. But
will we or won't we?
I like how useless.
They didn't hear me.
No, we heard.
I said, will we or won't we?
That's good.
Yeah, I remember in season two, he kept getting like, oh my god, they're here. And I was like, yeah, we know.
Oh my god, no, that's it. I think in season three, he does something like
oh,
that.
Oh, it is.
In the mall, they're literally like fucking
the
like,
giant
there's like,
coming
yeah,
them.
I think you can hear the footsteps and they're really obvious. And he's like, they're here. You're like, wow, Will, thanks. fucking hell. Like, he's... Ugh, I feel so bad for him.
I feel like that line was put in for the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. Like, that's, like, something you'd, like, pluck out.
And then you can edit it out of the show. You know? Like,
I'm very sorry, mate, but bringing up Step Up. What you can do for trailers, though, is just not put it in, or not put it, the thing for the trailer into it, because in Step Up 2, there's a real cool thing in the trailer. Step Up 2, the streets, and then it's not in the movie.
Is it the program?
No, they put too much of that in. It's a guy spinning on his head in the train station. It was very cool, and I remember, like, that. Oh, I can't wait to see that in the movie, and it never happened.
That's true.
Anyway,
I get really annoyed when they
do. Wow, do you think there's ever a podcast where Aaron doesn't bring up Step
Up? There was one, because Mae mentioned it to me and I stopped. And it's the last one, and
that's it. It's back, that's it. Back on the Step Up drive. Anyway, that's the end of the Step Up. I can't remember what we were saying. You completely derailed the conversation, bringing it all to Step Up.
Derailed. He was on a train. He spilled on his head. Step Up.
Who's
a really character won't do this.
Yeah.
I love Steve so much. And I love Max.
I feel like Max and Dustin finally got like her own.
Yeah, I really like Max this season. Wait, so good.
What's your opinion on Max, Jordan?
Oh, I like Max a lot.
Really? What has Max done?
Max has been running up that hill. I just think she, like, since she, I wasn't mad keen on her at first, particularly because I thought she was trying to steal Eleven's boy. But then after the whole, like, being in the gym and the skateboard thing, that scene where it's like, oh, is there like romance happening there? But then she, I don't know, I started to like her then, especially in this new season, because she's got a bigger part and she's kind of struggling with turmoil.
Yeah.
And
we know all about that, don't we, Jordan?
Yeah. We do, turmoil phase. But then rest would be spoilers, so.
Yeah, I think she's fine. Got, like, because I feel like she was quite, like, two dimensional. Like, she didn't really have, like, much of a, like, I don't know.
Depressed.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, you don't really, like, you kind of know a bit about her. Like, you know, because, like, she obviously, like, her stepbrother is Billy, and you know, like, her mom. But I feel like you don't really, like, know her.
Yeah.
Kind of only see her in, like, drips and drabs. Like, even when she was, like, hanging out with Eleven, it was, like, you finally get to see a different side of her.
Yeah, I really liked that, actually. Yeah, I think they've done a really good job with her character in that, like, bringing in someone new. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they didn't give her too much stuff in season two. I think it was, what I was kind of annoyed about when they started with her is that, like, I really feel like they've, unfortunately, Stranger Things has kind of kept on the whole, like, only boys are into D&D, whereas, like, they don't really need to stay with that kind of trope. You know what I mean? Like,
except for Lady Applejack.
Oh, yeah. Now they have changed it. But, like, before, it was very still, like, the boys are into this, and I don't know, it's like they met a girl that, I don't know, I found it very, like,
I think it's accurate for the time.
But, like, I don't, like, they didn't need to make it accurate. Like, they didn't need to make, like, because, like, I think my mom made this point before, that, like, 80s movies don't really depict the 80s like they actually were, if you know what I mean? Like, so it's, like, you know, it's like they're not actually the same, really, and stuff that's made now is, like, glorifying in a bad way, but yeah, romanticizing the movies. So it's not even like romanticizing the time, it's like romanticizing the movies, which also romanticize the time. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like that they didn't really need to do the exact same thing that those old movies did. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm talking shy. But I feel like I thought that they were going to make it really annoying that, like, both Dustin and Lucas kind of fancied her, and I kind of thought that was going to be her whole thing. But, and then in season three, the way it was, like, her and Lucas were going out, and I don't know, I didn't like the way they got together at the end. But I think they've done it really well, because they haven't really made that a focus. Like, Lucas and her have had a nice relationship, but it hasn't really been, like, a annoying couple relationship.
I think that was purely done so that he would know if there was something.
I like that.
I also think that, like, now that I'm thinking back, because I didn't really care for, like, their relationship, it's kind of like, oh, it's kind of boring, like, it just kind of just, like, randomly happened that they're together. I'm like, that's actually kind of what happens when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Like, when you're a kid and you're just, like, hanging out with, like, boys or something, because usually, like, the girls or the boys are like, oh, that girl's cool, like, we'll go out, we'll date.
And then so they,
like,
don't know anything about each other, and then they break up 2 weeks later, and then they get back together, and then I thought that was a cool little point that they put in, because that, yeah, like you said, that's what kids do, they're just like, Especially I've broken up with Lucas so many times.
We always get back together out, like all the time, and like you're really good friends. So, like, I think it annoyed me at the beginning because I was just like, "Well, it's just like it came out of nowhere," and then I was just like, "Yeah, but like that just fucking what happens."
And I like
there's still gonna be yearning when you're fucking 12.
Yeah. Like, I like the way
Aaron, you definitely four. Didn't yearn. You didn't.
No, we're not gonna.
I'm just gonna say the initial CB. Oh.
CB.
Who's that? The one who you love the second name of.
Oh. Why did you call her CB?
Corey, say your name.
Well, why did you just say the original girl? But I like the original CB. I didn't know what you're talking about.
By the way, Corner Boys, we listen to
we can do a shout out at the end. But
Mick, I got you in there.
But for season three, in season three and then to season four, like the way they sort suddenly weren't together anymore. But I thought that it was really good the way that they, I don't know, it made sense, I thought. Like that they had broken up, but it was because she's now like majorly suffering from depression and stuff like that, like from
withdrawn.
From what?
She's withdrawn.
Yeah, like she's completely closed off herself. So I feel like I thought they did a really good job in making it more into like a deeper friendship, and like maybe they'll get together again or whatever. But I feel like they've done like a good job of being like, oh, we actually can, you know, get along and be cute together, like we were in season two a little bit. I don't know. And what we were mentioning earlier on when you said you didn't really like season two, what made me absolutely love season two and will be the reason that I will be completely happy rewatching it is that they redeemed Steve fucking Harrington by putting him with Dustin and making the best shit fucking ever. I was obsessed. I set
the tone for all the seasons.
Just they literally were like, okay, we want to have Steve in it more, but Steve is irredeemable.
One of the worst people in the world.
He's trash. And then they were like, who's the best character? Dustin. Let's just mash them together and see what happens. And it fucking worked and fucking paid off. It's so smart. I love them together.
Can't remember. Because Steve in season one, he was really popular, wasn't he? And he played like the sports and everything.
He was the most horrible person.
I can't actually remember him being horrible.
Remember he breaks Jonathan's camera?
Oh my god, and stuff? Yes.
Like he's
actually forgot about that.
He's actually such a bully. Like he's...
He hangs out and stuff like that, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he has it. Or, yeah, he's kind of like Nancy. Like, not super rich, but, like, middle class. Yeah. You know, whereas Jonathan is, like lower Struggle class, together. You know? And Jonathan's also kind of, like, a bit of, like, a loser, you know? Bit of, like, a outcast.
He wasn't born real handsome.
What? Yeah.
He wasn't born really handsome, therefore.
Hey, Steve has to make it work. He puts a lot of work into that hair.
He doesn't have to, though.
He has a whole routine. But I feel like they did a really good job of redeeming him.
I feel like it's really hard to redeem a character, but I think they did a good job.
It's that scene where him and Dustin are walking down the tracks.
Yeah.
And they're spreading meat. Something about that. Ugh.
I think you
need to describe that a bit more for audience.
You know the scene where it's the first time, so they're both looking for the other guys, but they both just end up meeting up together by accident, and then they end up walking down the train tracks through the forest, and they're spreading meat to try and attract the demodog. It's like the first scene where they're together, and I only know this because I watched documentaries about it, but it's special. It's definitely, I think it's the start of Steve redeeming himself.
It definitely is. I love that when he, like, Dustin's just like, come with me, like, you just have that, or he's like, do you still have that bat with like the nails in it? And he's like, yeah, why? And he's like, come with me. And he's like, I'm not gonna come with you, some weirdo. And he's like, oh, they just, oh, they're so cute.
And I Steve just, has flowers at the time, doesn't he?
He does. He's like, no, she's not there. Come on. That just reminds me. I absolutely love Nancy and Will's dad. Not Nancy and Will. Nancy and Mike's dad.
Yeah,
he's so funny. Ted, he's just like, I love that scene when Dustin calls the house and he's like, is Mike there? Is Nancy there? And he's like first he has to ask the mom where they are. He's like, where's Mike? And he's like, Will's. He's like, where's Nancy? Like, Allie's. And like, neither of them are actually in those places, but he doesn't even know. He has to ask the wife. And then he's like, don't you know this, Dustin? Our children don't live here anymore. Like, he says it in such a, like, he's not bothered at all. He's not worried. He doesn't care. He's just like, don't you understand? He's such a good dad.
Someone does something wrong, he's like, they should be put in jail. He's on a lesson.
Threaten them with some prison time.
He's so
something like that.
I feel like he's definitely a man of few words, but everything he says is very important.
I love like every time he speaks, the mom looks at him like, I'm gonna fucking murder you. Like, so funny.
I know. The fucking mom is mad though. Remember she was gonna go have an affair with Billy?
That was a crazy side plot.
That was such a random, like, I wonder from her point of view what she thought of this. Because obviously, like, before, like, she found out Billy had, like, died. No, because Billy died well after that.
Yeah, it was well after. She pretty much, she went to go and then she changed her mind.
Oh, she changed her mind.
Because did he do, like, one nice thing for her or something?
No, she just fancied him.
They were chatting to each other.
No, not Billy. I mean, dad.
He was asleep on the sofa with their daughter.
That's what it was.
And she was like, fuck, I'm gonna fuck up my whole family.
Because I forgot she didn't leave, but he was still going, like, thinking that, like, she was gonna.
I don't think that she was like, ah, I do love him really. No. I think that was her being like, I'm gonna fuck up this whole family. Yeah. You know, like, I'm gonna be a single mom with three kids and I'm gonna be divorced or whatever.
And everyone's gonna hate me.
Yeah, so, you know, she's like, I'm gonna be the bad guy in the situation. So she just changed her mind. But I love that. Like, what would have happened if she did go and Billy didn't show up? Or what would have happened if, like, Billy didn't get, like, pretty much murdered, you know, like, possessed or whatever? And
they
he arrived.
They would have gone.
Like, it would have just been like, yeah, it would have been a completely different season. I love, like, how each season just starts and you almost completely forget that there's, like, weird shit going on.
Yeah,
like, you just, you know, you'd happily watch that though.
Yeah, you're just like every season you're just like, oh, I think that's a slice of life.
That really happened in season 4 because, like, you know, the way you were just seeing what they're like in high school and, like, what's going on, and like, obviously your man was his name, Will, and 11 are in a completely new school and you're seeing what's going on there, and then you're seeing what's going on in the old school and all the new people they're meeting.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, shit goes down and you're like, oh yeah, I forgot this is a kind of like a sci-fi show.
I think because as well they did it in a bit more of a this season, a bit more of like a, because I think because they were kind of taking a bit more from, like, maybe like some Stephen King novels or whatever, they did a few more like creepy stuff that it wasn't necessarily like monsters. It was kind of like, this person's just going crazy, you know, like your one Christy seeing the clock and stuff like that in the woods. Like, it's a bit, instead of like showing you like some like scary shit immediately, it's kind of just
that's
like,
it's more real.
Yeah, it's more like, oh,
that
shit, she going crazy.
Terrifying.
Yeah, a lot of shock factor. I found, like, the first time I watched it, I was like, ugh. Because there was a couple of scenes in it where it's just shockingly violent and hard to watch. And again, like, the first time I watched it, I wasn't sure if, like, is this just Stranger Things, like, trying to shock us, you know, and to make it interesting? But then, funnily enough, you kind of get accustomed to the rotten things that happen in it by the end.
Still close my eyes.
Yeah.
By, like, however many times they showed us the nasty stuff, I literally was just like, ah. I'm just going to shut my eyes and wait for the crunching noises.
What was the thing you gave out to George? What scene were we having?
I don't know, but they were doing something.
They were like
scary.
I think they were running away,
running up that hill or something like that. I don't know what they were doing, but they were doing something. And fucking, like, I think I was explaining this to you. I didn't explain it to you, Jordan, because I felt really bad for, like, screaming at you. But, like, sometimes when I'm reading a book or when I'm watching something myself, I kind of almost, like, the edges of the reality kind of get, like, faded for me, and I'm, like, in the material. Like, I'm in the book. I can just imagine what's going on. You know what I mean? Whereas sometimes if I'm watching it here with everybody, that doesn't really happen. But it was happening with season 4 because I was, like, engrossed. I was in it. So when you coughed out of nowhere, I literally felt myself get, like, sucked out of the TV, hit my body, jumped violently, and then I went, "Jordan, why did you fucking come?" And you were like, "What? I'm sorry."
I've never seen Jordan so scared.
I was more scared of Neve than Stranger Things.
It was quite near the beginning, I think. I think you arrived for like episode three or four or something like that, but it was. It was some creepy shit anyway, and I fucking jumped out of my fucking skin. It was gonna be such a fright.
Yeah, it was just a bad cough.
Oh
no, bless you. Are you okay, George?
And then we jump
cough.
Later on, you were like, "Sorry, Neve, hold on." I was like, "Again," and I was like,
"I'm gonna cough."
Like, yeah, I was like, "You're What are you being nervous about? You can cough.
Why would you be afraid of coughing around me?
5 minutes earlier.
Oh, anyway, sorry about that.
I know, I get that as well. Do you ever have it where you get pulled out of it just naturally and you're like, you're realizing you're just looking at an image on a screen and then you realize that you're just sitting beside someone like motionless for the past 2 hours just watching something?
No.
They just haven't said anything to each other.
Like, yeah, but like naturally, like, because in your head so much is going on because you're watching something, but like if someone were just to look at you, it's just completely motionless. Just
that's why the idea of Gogglebox is crazy, because you're watching someone watch TV, which shouldn't be entertainment. Yeah, it should just be really boring.
Have we ever just sat and watched TV and that's that?
Like, when we were watching Stranger Things, I felt like I wasn't.
Well, no, that was different.
Yeah, I was like,
wait, fairness, a couple of times we did pause it to like have a conversation.
Yeah, but we paused it.
Oh no.
Normally, like we're watching Love Island or whatever, we're fucking chatting.
Love Island is important.
Yeah, but we're talking over it. We're not all like, you know, in fairness, it stutters a bit too much for us to be in.
I'm like, me with you coughing. Chatting.
Anyway. Kathy, who's your favorite character?
Oh, God. That's actually really tough. I really like too many people. Obviously, Dustin, amazing. I love Steve. I also love Steve's relationship with that girl with the can. Pick up her name.
Robin. I love Robin.
Their crew is too strong. Like, in season 3, they were just the best.
They're so good.
With the little girl.
And then, I love Max. She's gotten the best story this season. She's been really good. I really like everyone's name's gone in my fucking head.
Will.
I really like Will, but I feel like they're doing him dirty. I feel like he could be like a really cool character.
I loved when he had the bit like where he was breaking Castle Myers.
That's his sister.
I loved that. I was like, that's the turning point.
Yeah.
And then that was the moment that they like completely got rid of, because all of a sudden he was like, I feel something in the back of my neck. Shut the fuck up.
I love real anger. And stuff, or real like passion.
He did such a good job. Like, he's such a good actor, and they're giving him like. Ugh,
but I still love him because I feel like Hopper. Yeah, Hopper.
Hopper was really MIA this season.
Yeah, but I really liked where it went.
Yeah,
I really liked that story. I was surprised because I thought at the beginning I didn't really like the story, like the way she goes off and just trying to find him. But your mom's really funny who she's with.
Yeah,
he's like fucking
gas.
I love him. He's so funny. But what I was gonna say, I was like, oh, it's probably gonna be a bit boring. It's gonna kind of take away from the rest of the season. But oh, it just got so like, it was so suspenseful because you were so. I think at one point I was getting really stressed. I was like sitting at the edge of the couch and I was like, come on. Come on, run! Like, get the fuck out! But oh, so good, so good. So yeah, basically, I like everyone.
Yeah, everyone's great.
I think Hopper's probably my favorite because he's such a brute.
He is.
Like, you know, there's what's that? He has a scene. Is it season 3 where him and Joyce are arguing in his hut? And
he's
like,
getting changed.
Yeah, they're getting changed and they're going back and forth and back and forth. And all of a sudden, he's like, "Yeah, well, I don't like you anyway, Joyce." And then he's like, "Joyce."
And she's just gone.
Joyce? It's really good. Yeah, he's just...
He's so good. I really like that. Like, I really like the Hopper. Like, they've just done a really good job at actually giving him, like, actual things. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, an actual history and, like, something that's really traumatic that's happened to him as well. Like,
he's,
I don't know.
He's not just tough and then, for no reason.
Yeah, and then the stuff with, like, him and Eleven, I really thought was, like, a really good, like, father-daughter thing. The only thing that I don't like about Hopper, which... Hopefully, because they didn't really do it this season, but in fairness, no. Like, honestly, Joyce kind of makes him better. But he does this weird, like, I don't know, he kind of has done it in, like, every season, where he's kind of just said a couple of things that I've been like, that's a bit weird that they decided to get him to say that. And I don't, like, I don't know, kind of like, not, I don't know, kind of like very macho things that I'm like, you didn't really need to make him say that. Like, I feel like, that's another example of something that I'm like, that's a really something that would be in an actual movie made in the 80s. Yeah,
I think it's because he is like such a brute, and you see him with Eleven trying to be better, but he's not, like, he,
like,
just,
I know,
isn't there.
I know, he like, he makes it, he does like own up to these things. But there's this guy that I watch on YouTube, and for the love of me, I cannot remember his name. I'll put it in like the description. For the love of me, for the life of me.
For the love of me.
For the love of me.
For the love of God.
For the life of me, I
Every
can't remember.
I type life in my phone.
It's a love.
Okay, well, that's what happened.
Is it because love is life?
No, it's because of flat
fingers. It's because of autocorrect. But every time that...
Wait, what was I saying? That doesn't make any sense. If it autocorrected...
No, it's because I don't press the buttons on mine. You slide your fingers each letter. Like, you don't take your hand off the phone.
Ah.
So it kind of does a guess, like a rough guess of where your finger was to
figure out what word it was. It's not really like autocorrecting.
Yeah, it's autocorrecting what I'm doing. Because where I went to, it's probably like LGHO, but then it's like, okay, that's what it's probably going to be.
LGHO. anyway, what was I saying about how?
The YouTuber.
Yes, the YouTuber that I can't remember the name of right now, but I'll put it in like the description or whatever. He does a lot of like talking about tropes in cinema and how like that has kind of shaped like how we kind of view certain things like masculinity and like, you know, toxic masculinity and stuff like that. But pretty much he kind of talked about like Hopper as like the tough guy he did like a video about. And it was kind of just, pretty much he was kind of just saying that, like, when you put these things into media, you're kind of just reinforcing the idea because you're giving it to a character who's supposed to be tough. So when they do things like that, you, do you know what I mean? Like, even if it's intentional and it's because of the media that it's from, by putting it in now is still kind of reinforcing the same, like, kind of annoying ideas.
I think, you know? Unfortunately though, if everyone did everything right, a lot of movies wouldn't be as entertaining.
But I feel like there's
like to a certain point,
because like Hopper's a really interesting character, but there's just a couple of things that I'm like, they just don't need to make him like the guy who can't have emotions unless it's like anger for a lot of the time, you know, like he, that's why I really like certain things. Like there's a scene in season 4 where he's talking about his daughter and stuff. Lovely. And like there's a season, I think there's a couple of scenes before that, you know, with Eleven, he has some really nice scenes, but a lot of it, I think it's the video that I was watching, I think was mostly season 1, where a lot of it is him just getting like angry, and he does, like, he might cry, but it's like, I don't know, it's like
the one thing I will say about that, and I do understand what you mean, and it's like reinforcing it, and I completely understand, like, it is kind of, like, maybe we shouldn't do it, but I am just thinking from the time there wasn't an emphasis on men to open up about their feelings. So it might have been a bit of a slight reflection of... Because, like, I feel like, especially, like, back then, it would be more likely for for a man to get mad than to actually...
No, I know, and I get that. But I understand what you mean. I feel like... I don't know. I kind of feel like it's kind of the same thing about, like... We were talking about something earlier on, something else about... Oh, about, like, the D&D stuff. It's, like, just because you think that it might have happened in the past, feel like, I don't know, it just doesn't... I feel like we just have a chance to, like, reinvent the past with these things that are supposed to be romanticized past. Because they're already not... They're already not accurate. Like, everything that happened in this already wasn't what happened exactly in the past. I mean, apart from the fact that there's fucking aliens and shit like that. I mean, there might be aliens. But, you know, like, apart from the fact that there's, like, an upside-down world, like, the stuff that's supposed to be in society is already... glorified or romanticized or whatever. I feel like you can change other things. You know?
I know, I get what you mean.
But at the same time, it might make Hopper way less interesting. At the same time.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I'd like to watch it again with that in mind. I suppose there's a difference between toxic masculinity and the masculinity. I suppose, you know, if it's... I never picked up on it the first time, but I definitely... It makes sense that they would maybe throw... cross boundaries a little bit if it's set in that era.
Yeah.
Men in that era, as Kathy said, be less likely to open up and would express emotions through anger. So I guess that would make sense. But I definitely like to watch his character again in season 1.
Yeah, and I do feel like what you're saying is like completely fair enough, because all the characters in this are very much taken from characters from 80s things. You know what I mean? Like the way in season 3 he's wearing like the Magnum PI outfit and they're kind of he's kind of trying to be that character, like have the whole look, so they're kind of taking a couple of things from that. So there's a lot of characters that they're trying to make these characters be like, who, like, Magnum PI isn't gonna cry, you know what I mean, like he's gonna get angry or whatever. I never watched Magnum PI, he could be a really sensitive person, who knows, but like I feel like that's probably the reason that they're doing it. They're probably being like, oh, well, Hopper's supposed to be like these three characters in, you know, that's who we're kind of basing him on, like his personality. So those three characters are supposed to be real tough guys who get angry. So, you know, I get that. And I'm not annoyed. I just, there's a couple of things, I think, in like season, I feel like in season three, there's some, I think it's the whole thing with Mike, you know? I mean, it is a very funny scene, but you know, where he like gives out to Mike and like,
oh, yeah,
like in the car and like scares him. I feel like it's a funny scene, but you're kind of like, that's a bit fucked up that you like gave out to a 12-year-old or whatever, 13-year-old for like no reason. Like, kind of, you know, in that way, you know, it's very like, I'm going to get the bat when my daughter comes home with a boy, kind of like reinforcing that kind of idea. And then I think there's something in season two where he keeps saying to Eleven, he keeps on saying like, I'm going to get fat. And I'm just like, why do you keep saying this? He said it like three times. Like, you better come out here or else I'm going to eat all this Halloween candy on my own and I'm going to get fat. You got to stop me from getting fat. And I'm like, oh my God. And he says like, he says other things about being fat. And I just feel like there's a couple of weird things that I'm like, that was a bit unnecessary.
So
yeah, I don't know. There's, but like, for the most part, I love Hopper as well. I'm not trying to say I don't love Hopper. I'm just saying there's like one or two things that I'm like, that could have been left out. That was a bit
in,
weird.
In regards to the thing in season three about him.
With Mike?
Yeah. He does, at the end, he doesn't apologize to Mike, but he does something to say like, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was, so say if you're someone today who is that tough guy and says a lot of the wrong stuff. Looking at that, you could look at it and he'd be like, I'm redeemable too.
Yeah.
Like, teaching me, even though I did the thing, I can apologize.
Yeah, I...
You know, like, there's more than...
I don't know, I know.
Because everyone, even today, there's still a lot of people who are
horrible
bastards, but they could be redeemable.
I suppose my two cents on that was that Hopper lost his daughter and then perhaps he found another daughter in Eleven and felt like Mike was taking her away again.
Yeah.
And he expressed that wrong through anger. But, I mean, it's not... I mean, obviously, nowadays, you know, I've got two sisters. Your dad doesn't beat the head off every lad who comes home with your sister. But it's definitely a stereotype that exists that dads don't like boys coming over to their daughters. So I suppose, again, if you go back to that era... And with the thing in mind about him already having lost a daughter, it kind of makes sense to me why he'd act out like that.
Yeah.
But I just found it funny.
Yeah, it is. It's a funny scene. Yeah,
your point is things in general.
Yeah, honestly. I'm just talking general right now. Like, I still think that they did a really good job with Hopper. I think that he's a really good character.
Letter that,
it's such a, yeah, that's really sweet. Honestly, it's really funny when they read in that letter at the end of season three. It's kind of like, you were expecting to read this to Eleven and her boyfriend about keeping the door open? And like, he does say at the end, like, just keep the door open. But it's very much just there as like the narration for the end of the show, you know? He's like, your life will change. You're going to get bigger. And it's just like, this whole thing, it kind of reminds me of, you know, in Modern Family, they do a lot of episodes where someone, like, they kind of do like a, someone is doing a narration at the end, but they're always like, talking to the camera or reading something out, or like it always ends up being like they're not actually narrating what's going on, they're like talking to the camera, because that's what in Modern Family, it's like a mockumentary, so they're all like talking to the camera or whatever. So it's either, it's always ends up being something like that, but you always forget that that's what they're doing. You always think that they're just narrating until at the end it just turns back to like, oh yeah, and like that's why I bought an ostrich, or that's why, you know, like something weird that Phil is saying, that's like, or there's someone's reading out someone, they're kind of going, so weird that they wrote that or something, like, so it's kind of like that. It's like they wrote it, I mean, they did obviously write it to be like the cool speech at the end, but when you think about it as like, wait, you were supposed to be saying this to Eleven? That's completely out of context, the fuck are you saying? But it is such a lovely speech. It's really sweet. It always makes me get all teary.
I know, I was getting proper emotion because then she's like rereading it and stuff.
And it shows like all the like the mom leaving and stuff like that. It's so shit that they have to leave. I feel so bad for Will and Eleven in their new school.
Yeah.
And oh my God, someone... Oh,
Eleven fucking decking that girl with a fucking that skate was fantastic. So good. That bitch deserved it. Oh, she actually
she
did.
She was a cunt. She's so... I hate
she
her
just
so.
Had a minor concussion. Like, get over yourself.
You just broke your nose.
Who gives a fuck? You're trash.
She was trash.
Literally get but, sterilized.
You know... I felt so bad for Will. I think someone said this on TikTok that like all of season three, all he wants to do is play D&D. And then in season four, he's in a new school all on his own. And what's fucking Mike and Lucas, or I mean, not really Lucas, but what's Mike doing? In a fucking D&D club and he refused to play D&D with fucking Will. Shit. And so someone like put a clip together on TikTok that was like Mike playing D&D with Will in season 3, and it was like, you know when they try to do it at the table, yeah, and he's kind of like, oh my arm, and he's like making such a shitty joke about it, like, oh, D&D's shit kind of a thing. I mean, they are preoccupied with girls or whatever, you know, like there's things on their mind, but like he's doing such a like bad job about it. And then in fucking season 4 they're like, he's getting so into it that like they're rolling, like, it's the same thing, you're still rolling dice, you're still whatever.
It's cause he's playing with the cool kid.
Yeah,
where we should now bring in the character
Eddie.
Yes,
Eddie is so
unreal.
Eddie was so good. I thought
I'd hate him.
I really didn't know what to make of him at the beginning. And I really want to watch the season again.
Eddie, you're so brilliant. I fucking love him.
Did you, when you watched it again, like, because you obviously have like seen, like, you know, you had watched season 1 and 2,
yeah,
or not season 1 2, episode 1 and 2, and then you came and, or you know, you watched whatever, how many, yeah, episodes, fucking 5 episodes at that stage, Jordan, but like you'd watched a couple of episodes, and then we watched them with you and stuff. Did you like Eddie a bit more? Like, did you see Eddie as a character?
I liked him way more the second time. The first time I watched it, I honestly, if I'm being honest, I couldn't stand Eddie's character. He was just, again, like, well, like I said at the start, it was a bit too cheesy, and I thought maybe they'd gone too far afield with the, you know, 80s cheese.
Right.
So when I seen Eddie's character, you know, that scene where they're sitting down at lunch and he gets up at the table, yeah, and he's all flamboyant.
I love that.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it the second time I've seen it. But yeah, to answer your question, I didn't like him at first, and I do like him now.
Yeah, I thought he was, I really didn't know what to make of him. I was like, is he gonna be a bit of a strange person? Like the whole thing with him and Chrissy, I was like, wait, because I was saying this to Kathy, I did not cop for way too long until I fucking saw it on TikTok that Chrissy had an eating disorder.
I didn't either. I thought she was pregnant.
Wait, what did you think?
Chrissy,
when she was getting sick in the toilet.
I just thought she was getting sick because she was possessed.
No.
Okay.
It's because...
completely different.
In,
so
in the... you can hear it when she's having the nightmare.
Aaron already thought of this.
They say it.
No, I know, but
I just feel
it's
like...
it's in the background. Her
girl, cheerleader, who's with the fucking captain of the basketball team, is getting sick in school, doesn't want to talk about it.
And she's
pregnant.
My first thought too, but then... when she's running through the house in her nightmare or whatever, you can hear her mom calling, like saying, "You've gotten really fat" or something.
Oh,
saying,
We're
going to take in your clothes. It's fine.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Just, she's making the clothes tighter.
I think I just.
Whereas Neve thought she was letting the clothes out.
Oh, I think,
yeah,
I thought that too.
But she said,
but I also think, yeah,
something
I think I remember her saying that she was like fat, but I really just had it in my head that like it was the demon guy making her mom like evil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like Vecna or whatever, like making her mom, because the voice would always get kind of like to turn to his voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was kind of like that sickly sweet, and then it would like say something horrible and turn it to him. So I wasn't even thinking that it was an actual memory. I was thinking, anyway, when I saw it, the moment that someone on TikTok was like, it's an eating disorder, every clip fucking like flashed through my brain again, and I went, obviously she has an eating disorder. I am fucking sick. And I said to Aaron, Aaron was like, oh yeah, what'd you think? And I was like, she was pregnant. I'm just stupid. But with the whole thing with her before, when I thought that, like, I thought that the her whole thing was gonna be that she was maybe gonna be like have been assaulted by her boyfriend, because you know the way she's coming from the counselor's office, and then she's pregnant. I thought she was pregnant, so I thought it was gonna be something like she had been assaulted by him, or you know, she had been peer pressured into having sex with him or whatever. And then I thought when we saw Eddie, I was like, oh, is he going to do something to her? But then he was selling her drugs. I was like, oh, that's fine. And then
I thought it was the drugs to, like, get rid of the baby. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Sort of like,
and then
I know, Aaron. And I didn't realize until after he finished the season and me mentioned it, because she saw him fucking TikTok. And
I
forget, like,
he has those kind of drugs.
No, but I thought she was just, like, trying to take anything just in the hopes.
Yeah, that's why she wants him the stronger. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, so did I, Kathy. I was completely on the same page as you. But then
I was just too convinced.
But then when she went to Eddie's trailer, I was like, I was still on the fence about like, oh, I like this Eddie guy. You know, I'm getting a bit like turned around. Oh, I kind of like this Eddie guy. And then all of a sudden they're at the trailer together. I completely forgot, like, a fucking 5 minutes earlier she had asked him for drugs. And I was like, oh my God, is she coming to his trailer to do something? And he's gonna then take advantage of her? I was like, oh my god, is Eddie gonna be the bad guy? And I was getting, like, once again, completely forgetting that there was a supernatural element. I was like, oh my god, Eddie's gonna do something. And then Eddie was completely fine. Yeah. I absolutely
love her.
Chrissy, wake up, Chrissy! I don't like this! It's so good. He's so funny.
That is terrifying, the way, like, she just, like, lifts up in the air and starts breaking.
Yeah. The way they did it was, because in season three, it's very, we're kind of getting into, like, this is still, very, like, episode four.
If you're listening to the podcast entitled Stranger Things, I mean, come on, we're going to be talking about
some people get excited, and you listen to a little bit of it, because you're, like, real excited about Stranger Things in general,
yeah,
and you're getting ready to watch it, and then you're, like, just going to listen to a little bit, and you get really interested by the interesting collection of characters that are on this podcast. And you just keep them too far, and they're like, nah!
Yeah, Maeve are only listening.
My mom has not watched it yet, so she'll.
Do you see your mom listens to us?
No, she doesn't know this exists.
I just, yeah, I think you said your mom did. A very important podcast, so many, many followers.
So many followers, not just my mom. Yeah. And Jordan.
But Jordan, I've made it onto the podcast.
I never
will you be listening to this one, though, with your own voice? That's always the question.
Absolutely not. No way.
You're actually sounding a little hoarse today.
Ah, yeah. No, I've been, I suppose I had the cough and now I'm hoarse and the gigs don't help.
Yeah, you have gigs
don't help. But no, I'm fine. I'm all good. It's character.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Gonna be great singing tomorrow. Wait, do you have to sing?
No, I have two backing vocals, so that's great. Just sing choruses and stuff like that, so yeah, cool. I get away with it. Sometimes I pretend to sing. It's great.
You know, you just admitted that. You can't read very well. Listen to your podcast.
You can't do that. I see. You can't do that when it's just you and.
Well, obviously, no. When it's me and Connor, I have to sing.
Yeah.
But like Corner Boy has five singers, so like I'll let them take the weight if I'm not up to the challenge.
Yeah, you gotta focus on that bass.
Aaron is like cracking up by that sentence.
Oh, you gotta focus on that bass. It's all about that bass. Let's go.
I feel like, I know we're still kind of talking about Eddie, but I feel like we should probably mention that.
Oh yeah, we will in a second. But first,
she's
just wanted
like
to say,
I know. Her part in this season was actually good.
Can I just say
before we move on to that?
Can we talk about Lady Altering Lady Apple?
Lady Applejack.
Applejack.
Yeah, what's her actual Erica? I love her. But what I was first gonna just say is that what I really liked about the scary bits in this season is that they kind of toned down. I know you were saying, Jordan, that like super gross. Like, you know, and I had to close my eyes. But like season three is gross in the way that it's like grotesque, very like
mystery meat and the
very world. The thing, you know, very like, yeah, mystery meat, very nasty, like fucking people exploding and goo and shit like that. It's a bit weird, whereas in this season it's gross, but it's like, I don't know, it didn't bother me as much, you know?
It makes a bit like, I suppose last season it's like a big rotten ball of guts and
like
goo.
Watching people we see a couple of them like actually like melt, don't we? Like we see a few people and
it's
so minging, like it's not great. And then same, like I'm not a big fan of like when people are kind of possessed or whatever and they kind of start doing like that nasty sweat, you know, like on Billy it wasn't.
I was gonna say Billy was like
he was a bit shiny, but like for like a lot of them when they would get that kind of like blotchy skin, like, you know, your one that show Jonathan and Nancy the rat first,
the
old lady, when she's in like the hospital and like
so
her
creepy.
Eyes get all like bulged and her fucking face goes purple and then, you know, and she's
wasn't
as hot as Billy, but
she didn't have a moment.
They did it in like a weird way. Like I just found it very gross. But at the same time, like that's what they were going for. But I'm really glad that they've kind of moved on to like. In fairness, Vecna was weird looking. He was a bit.
He gave me. I don't know why, because he really did like isn't like it, but he really gave me. Why you looking at me like that?
It's on the edge of my mind, and I'm hoping you say the thing because I meant to work in earlier.
I can't remember his name. It's just me. Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, right.
I thought you were going to say Voldemort or something.
No.
That's good.
I don't know why. I love Davy. He gave me that.
Because he's sloppy. And he has a deep, gravelly voice.
I don't know. It's just some. But I think it's like a. Obviously, he wasn't tentacly or anything, but I think it's like, you know, that.
Tentacly.
That sheen.
He has like these weird kind of tubes on the. Yeah. You know, he kind of reminded me of the mummy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, from the mummy.
Does he remind you of. What's his name? Is it the Night King?
It was the same
makeup, or same graphic designer makeup artist that did it.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Apparently.
They also said.
The show said this is supposed to be the Game of Thrones season. That's what they call the season.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because it was the same guy.
I don't get why.
Is it just because it was the same?
I think it's because they had like humanoid antagonists.
Well, let's hope they don't ballsy ending like they fucking did.
They asked the cast, like, so I watched two interviews, so one with the guy who plays Vecna, and they said, like, oh, how do you interact with the other people on set between scenes, because he's meant to be in the zone so much, and he said he finds it really difficult, because he's trying to play this horrific character and be really...
I assume it's not the same, sorry, big spoiler that I'm about to say, so, you know, if you haven't seen it, please go away. Sorry, we love you, but still, please go away.
You don't have to go
home. It's not played by the same. Is it played by the same guy?
That plays
number one or whatever. Oh, cool.
But then, like, they asked the kids, you know. So he from his point of view, he was like, "No, I guess I don't really get on that well with the cast." But then they asked the kids, and they're like, "Yeah, well, he's not that scary when he's eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich in the canteen, you know." But another thing he said as well about his costume is that they had a very hard time keeping him moist enough. So between scenes, they had to just come in and spray him with like goo and stuff like that, and then they'd be like, "Kurt, not moist enough," you know. And they'd keep having to make him wet and stuff. But anyway, it was interesting. Good interviews. There's loads of good interviews on YouTube about Strange.
Did you find him attractive? Oh, when his hair went back, he
looked. A lot of people.
He's hot as one.
Yeah, a lot of people really fancy him.
But that
when his hair gets back, not when it's down though. Yeah, it's down. He looks like he's.
A lot of people fancy that.
I mean,
I also kind of fancied him in Twilight. And then when I saw him in this, I was like...
I thought he looked like the biggest creep with his hair. Like, he looked like a sex offender.
He did.
I was really trying not to say it, but that's exactly what he looked like until the hair went back. And I was like, oh, you're not like this creepy, fragile little thing.
Until he turned into Vector. He's like, oh, he's not a sex offender.
Yeah.
He's just a different type of offender.
Do you not think so at all? I kept seeing the whole season you have creepy sex lips.
Do you know what's quite... Yes, you did say that. Do you know what...
They were creepy sex lips.
That's mean. You're slagging them over their appearance.
No. I'm slagging them over the way they made him look. Because once the hair was back, he didn't have them anymore. Because he wasn't purposely trying to be this, like, hunched over little mess.
Yeah, he was a bit sickly sweet.
You literally said the old lady wasn't as hot as Billy. You're talking about people.
Oh my God, look at Billy and look at that old lady.
And she was, by the way.
They're gonna say it, and she was,
especially when she was possessed.
You know the bit.
You can have her, and I'll have Billy. As I said,
deal.
You know the bit at the end.
I think I got the better end of that.
When they show him turning into Vecna, like he's getting like electrocuted and stuff. I mean, you know, you have to really tell people sometimes. But I really felt like that was a bit overkill with the, like, oh my God, dun, 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 zooming in on the wrist.
Yeah.
Number one! Like, I just really just felt like, just in case someone...
I think they needed that, though. Because if I was alone and wasn't with you, he fucking predicts the world, I wouldn't have gotten it. Excuse me.
No, they basically told you before...
Oh, yeah. But I still feel... I sometimes don't pick up on the obvious...
I think it's to avoid you thinking that he made Vecna, like with his mind, as opposed to him being.
It was really good.
You know, like, my original thought was that someone was being, like, he made.
Because it was a really good twist when they actually revealed it, but I think they did, before they did that lightning-y thing, I think they kind of, they did do the reveal because they showed him talking about like how he was the kid, which was another, it was kind of like a double twist. It was really cool.
That was good.
But like how he was the kid, and then they kind of flashed to Vecna, like, you know, like the way they do in movies and stuff. That's kind of like a shit, that's the same person. Cause it was like, as he was talking about it, it like but fuck, now that's what he's like now. He's back now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they already really were like, shit, in case you didn't get it, it's back now. So when they did the lightning thing, I feel like they could have just cut away to him being like electrocuted, because it would have just been an explanation, like, that's how he looks like he does now. He's being electrocuted or whatever, being like putting like the, his skin is getting like torn off him or whatever has been happened to him. But it just, when they zoom in on the number one on his wrist, I really was like, that was unnecessary. Like, that specific, like, zoom in on the arm to be like, get, just in case he didn't, really didn't get it from us tearing off his skin. Like,
I suppose that maybe the reason why is because that tattoo would be long gone.
Yeah.
Under all
of like, practically, he's practically an inside out person.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I always call the upside down. He's like,
skin
goblin.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. It's
skin
goblin. I'm going to say, the cinematography of this season was phenomenal compared to the other seasons. Mm, did you notice that? It's just a really cool, like, I loved, you know, when they all had the torches to see where he was.
Mm.
And, like, it did the thing where, like, it, like, flipped over and showed him, like, in the exact same place. And
yeah, it was cool. There was a cool, good, couple of really good transitions. And I really like that scene with the light. You know, when they're trapped in the...
Yeah.
The three, or the four teenagers are trapped in the upside down, and they do the like light thing where she's writing the letters. That was really pretty. I thought they did like a really good, like, because we haven't seen that since season one with all the smart things with the lights. So I thought it was really smart that they actually really showed us, like, this is how we'll communicate it with Joyce, and it's really pretty. I thought that was really smart.
And also, like, the thing that you said about the faces like flashing over each other, like swapping scenes. Mm-hmm. I've learned that I'm a massive sucker for that. From watching Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh yeah.
Because they kept doing that with like, just good, it looks like they're in the exact same place. Yeah,
that's a good movie.
They also have to just stand there, like, move your finger up a little bit. Okay, yeah. And the other finger in. Your finger. Your pinky. Pinky finger.
Yeah. They do a really good job because...
Your finger.
I feel like it's hard to do. So when they do it, like, perfect, it's very, yeah, it's very crisp.
The, I suppose now that we've had spoilers already, do you think so? I've heard a lot of people say that they think perhaps Vecna is the Mind Flayer. Or
I think so.
I've heard people say that as well, because people have pointed out that he was obsessed with spiders and the Mind Flayer like looked like a spider.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. I feel like I feel like more things need to be explained, and if they don't, like, I'm gonna be very confused. Because why is the Upside Down trapped in the year that Will went missing? Like, if it has something to do with him being the Mind Flayer, why isn't it back to when he got brought there? Why isn't it back in, you know what I mean? So I don't, but at the same time, something else could be explained, and it could be like, he is the Mind Flayer and it's specific to that time because that's when he was brought, like, brought back to this world. I don't know. It's Ooh. It's a bit weird, and maybe because there's a lot of theories to do with Will and how it's more to do with him than we think it is, because of, like, that. I mean, people haven't said this, but I think that it's because
too much, because I don't want you to
accidentally spoil something. Yeah, for me. No, sorry. I'm just thinking, like, if because it's like people are thinking it's more to do with Will. Like, I'm thinking, like, is it because of it being like stuck in like 1983 or whenever it was, like, is that why, because it's more to do with Will than we think? And a lot of people have a really big theory that that's Will nice.
The fireworks. What fucking date is it, lads? Calm the fuck down, we're recording a podcast.
It's really close.
Don't be dicks.
Can't wait to keep this. Kathy yelling at
us. It's really close.
It sounds close. Yeah.
It's our fucking neighbors doing it. They're leaving soon. Oh god.
But there's a lot of theories that are to do with in the very first episode of season one, there's a lot of theories to do with Will being taken by Vecna instead of the Demogorgon, because he like you know the way, like, the someone opens the door with like
a latch on it.
You know the way the door has like the chain, and someone like opens that the same way Eleven does, like someone like does that with telekinesis, whereas we never see the Demogorgon use any kind of, like, he's just kind of like an animal, you know, like the Demogorgon is just kind of like a monster that chases people, you know what I mean, kind of like an animal,
big old dog.
Yeah, whereas Vecna has the same powers as Eleven you know, so he could be able to do that. And then also, I know people were kind of pointing out that, like, the Demogorgon, like, doesn't, like, if, why can Will escape from him in the Upside Down? Like, why is he able to run away from the Demogorgon? But yet, he fucking runs home, locks the door, hides himself, really good at hiding, but yet the Demogorgon's like, that's where he lives. Whereas if it was Vecna, it would make a lot more sense in what we learned from this season about him, like, chasing people, like, you know, internally. Also, the way I really like this theory, actually, that that was how Will was able to stay alive in the Upside Down for so long, because he kept on singing his song.
Oh,
he kept on singing.
I think he might.
He kept on singing, "Should I Stay or Should I Go Now?" And, like, that was, like, the whole, like, thing with the music in this season. So
that would be really cool theory.
Yeah, I really like that idea. And like, I was kind of like, is that pushing it a little bit? But the writers said that when they were writing season one, like, whatever, what are their names?
Duffer Brothers.
Yeah, the Duffer Brothers. I was gonna say fucking Dan and whatever. You know, your mom, the guys that did Game of Thrones. I was gonna say them, and I was like, it's not them. Yeah, the Duffer Brothers. Apparently, they, like, wrote down the kind of lore of the Upside Down. Like, they, you know, they didn't write everything that was gonna happen in all the seasons, but they wrote down, like, this is the history of the Upside Down. So I think, I don't know, it's a pretty,
it was basically
cool,
at the beginning they knew where it was leading.
Yeah, they knew what, like, that history, yeah, and those reveals were gonna be. So I think that's a really, would be a nice strong point of, like, the whole music thing.
Was Will in turmoil the day that he was or the days leading up? I can't actually remember.
I don't think so.
Stop laughing at the word turmoil.
There is the whole thing about him, because he's, like, gay, or I assume they're gonna fucking reveal that he's, you know, gay and not just, like, gay coded or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I assume they're gonna fucking do that at some point, that he's gonna admit to somebody that he's gay or something, or get a boyfriend.
Gay is the Irish for goose.
Is it?
Yeah, I learned that recently.
Oh, you silly goose. Go say that to Tara. You're a silly goose.
You should get in the pond if you're gonna keep acting like a silly goose. I love that TikTok.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, there's so many TikToks that I watch that I'm like geese and I'm goose. I got heard a goose.
Hint.
Gooses don't even droop.
What? I'm gay.
Yeah.
You wish.
Hint.
Not really, because you're straight. And you're a man. That doesn't work.
Anyway.
Hi, Jordan.
Ground yourself.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So I assume what I'm thinking is that maybe he's always, like, had a crush on Mike, and that's, like, his inner turmoil, that he's like, I can't be gay because it's the 80s. I mean, even if it was 2022, he might still be like, I can't be gay. Because unfortunately, that's the world we live in. We haven't changed in fucking 30 years or whatever. But
hear that Chris Pratt be better.
But, like, I feel like that could be it. You know, like, you know, the way, I don't know, he does seem like he likes Will in the first episode. You know, when Will, like, you know, when he gets killed by the Demogorgon in the game, and then, like, Will, Mike is upstairs and he, like, rolls it and he, like, gets eaten, but then Lucas is like, Lucas and Dustin are like, no, don't tell him, like, we can continue it next time and you won't have been eaten by the Demogorgon. And then he goes upstairs and he says to Mike, like, oh, like, I got eaten by the Demogorgon. It's like he can't lie to him because he, like, has, like, kind of fancies him and he wants
also
him to really like him and
the
stuff.
Painting as well.
Yeah, I mean, now I really feel like he definitely fancies him, but I feel like it was always kind of like,
do you think that's why Mike is kind of pulling away from him a bit?
Yeah,
that he feels that, and that he's kind of being a bit more of a douche because he's, like, uncomfortable. Like, no excuse, Mike, you're being a dick.
See,
life.
Do you know what's kind of interesting? Like, you know, okay, really random, like, comparison, but you know in Dairy Girls when Claire comes out as gay and Erin is like,
yeah,
I don't like you that way,
yeah,
and then Derry's like, not Derry, Jesus. Claire is like, would you fucking look at your fucking state? Like, I'm not, I obviously don't fancy you. And so it's kind of like, okay, just because your friend is gay doesn't mean you need to be weird because they probably don't fancy you. But, like, I really feel like there's a lot of situations where when your friend, like, whether you're straight or gay or whatever, when your friend that you don't really fancy, you can sense they fancy you, it really changes the dynamic. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when, like, people always make jokes about, like, the friend zone or whatever. Like, if your friend who you're like, oh, I really like, you know, I really like that guy as a friend. And then the moment they start being kind of like more, like trying to be more than a friend, you're like, oh, it kind of changed. Kind of changed the whole situation here. I'm not as comfortable around you anymore because I feel like I know where we're going with this and I don't reciprocate. So I feel like from Mike's point of view, because Will does actually fancy him, it might be a bit just like, like, I mean, in fairness, it's the 80s. He could definitely be homophobic. But I really feel like it's more just like him just kind of being like, really, the dynamics changed a little bit here. Will, you're not, you're not just my cute little friend anymore. You're kind of like trying to flirt with me.
He kind of acts up like with Elle more when Will's there. Yeah. And it's kind
he's
of,
so annoying this season.
He is.
Mike he's annoys me so much this season.
And I'm like, Danny, don't you know, dude? Be better.
Yeah, he... I really liked his scenes with Will in season 2. I thought he was really cute.
Yeah. Like, wasn't he the kid that was really leading that, like, Will wasn't dead as well?
Yeah. Like, he, so, like, he's a really good friend to Will.
And then all of a sudden, Will's back. And then he's just like, oh, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend now.
Yeah, he's trash in season 3 to Will, and he's trash in season 4 to Will. And then Mike is cute to Elle, I think. They're seeing kind of cute. No?
Kind of weird. I think this season he was a shit turd. Except for that one scene where he's like, just because I don't say I love you ever, David. But before that, she was like, I had everything planned. Like, we're going to go eat like waffle. And he's like, oh, for breakfast? And he just keeps, he's dissing everything she's planning. I'm like, shut up,
yeah,
Mike.
He is very,
you haven't seen her.
But at the same time, I
so
feel
long.
Like maybe it's because, maybe he can tell that she's not being, actually, no, he fucking
he's
has.
Just being an asshole.
Because I don't know. I felt so bad for him though when like Elle is saying to him like, you don't understand what it's like, and he's like, I've been fucking bullied my whole life. Like, the fuck you if you think I don't understand what you're talking about. I felt so bad for him, because remember that fucking guy almost made him fucking jump and off that cliff in season 1?
Yeah.
He was like, he did it, and Elle fucking saved him.
Friends.
He would have fucking died. It wasn't.
Wasn't that
no, there was two kids that were in middle school.
No, they were Steve's friends, right?
No, Steve's friends were the same age as Steve. These two guys,
the old people.
Yeah, these two guys were in middle school. They were worse than Steve's friends. They were like, I'm gonna fucking kill you in your sleep kind of people. Like, they were horrible. But anyway, we can talk about Elle now. We've talked about everything.
I kind of want to go to Lady Applejack first.
Lady Applejack.
The only thing I want to say about her is, will you explain the name? But like, will we, can we like talk about how she was being real forceful and then explain to me, because that's all I want.
I love her, she's so great. This is Erica, Lucas's sister, by the way, for anyone who forgets her DVD,
aka
Lily Applejack. She's so cute. But yeah, I love her. She's always been iconic. I'm so glad that they've slowly introduced her more and more, because in season 2 I think she just has a couple of scenes where she's real sassy, but like, I think she, you know, she like talks to Dustin on the
walkie-talkie,
where she's like, can't read, Lucas, can't read. She's like, shut up, my throat reds. And then she takes his like He-Man doll and like makes it kiss her, like Barbie. Or something. It's so cute. She's so hilarious. But I love that she just keeps on like, she's really insistent about her age. She keeps on being like, I'm 11, fuck you. Like, then she's like, I'm 12, fuck you. Like, she just keeps on giving it to people. I just, oh, she's so good. She's such a good addition in season 3. She made it really good.
She,
oh, her name?
No, wait.
No, sorry.
So she was they wanted her to play D&D with the older kids.
Yeah.
And she was like trying to prove herself. And she was like, I'm on this kind of level and I'm like this amazing.
Yeah.
And then she says her name. What does she say her name is?
Lady Applejack.
Yeah. And what, where does that come
from? I love that he's, I don't know if Jordan probably doesn't know this either, but we were watching it and I was like, by the way, in case you want to know a cute little reference, even though there's hundreds of references in this show that we can all talk about, this is one that I knew they weren't going to know. Applejack is the name of a My Little Pony character. And that's why she's like,
which makes sense,
because she says in season 3, like, that's why Dustin convinces her that she's a nerd. I mean, she likes maths and stuff like that, she's really good at maths, but then he says, like, he goes through all of like, he goes through all of like the lore of My Little Pony, pretty much being like, you're a nerd because you know all the lore of My Little Pony, and My Little Pony is all like this, which is pretty much the same as like any other thing that nerds are into. And then she's like, how would you know that? And he's like, because I'm a nerd. Like, that's all I know. And I was like, I'm a nerd too, I know all the My Little Pony character names.
smart writing, isn't it, to put it in?
Yeah,
it's
like, I like that. Like, also, I just loved how like forceful she was. She's like, my name is Lady Applejack, and she's like saying all, basically giving her degrees of how good she is at D&D, and then Niamh just turns over and says, that's the name of My Little Pony. And I was like, yes, yes, of course it's the name of My Little Pony, because you're 11 or 12 or whatever age you are, so obviously that would be your D&D name.
Yeah, that's good.
I love that, so cute. But I love that she, because she already has a name and stuff, she already plays D&D with her friends or whatever, like she already has her own little
She's obviously already like achieved a good bit, because she said that, like, she, like how good she was at it already.
I love that.
Oh, she's deadly.
She's so good. And I was really afraid that that was going to be the end of her for season 4, but then they brought her back then. I was so happy. I love when the fucking, like, Dustin and Lucas and Max are trying to like be like, oh, we weren't anywhere, we were just by the lake for no reason, and she's like, that's some bullshit. She's like, fucking tell me where you were, and they're like, shut the fuck up. Like, will you stop? And then she's like, okay, this is just a not for adults kind of conversation. All right, I'll talk to you in a second. I'll drop it. She's so good. I love her so much.
She's really smart as well. Like, she's super, super sassy and really smart.
Yeah, she is. She's such a good character.
She's brilliant. I love that she's just going in the more and more.
Yeah. I think
like she was like kind of like, not big, but like in season 3 when she gets locked in the thing with everyone. With Robin, Steve, and Justin.
Yeah, I think she really, her and Robin really make that, because I don't know, like otherwise it would have just been kind of the same as season 2. Like, even though I love Steve and Dustin, I feel like having the two new characters kind of, I don't know,
change the dynamic a bit.
I absolutely love in this season the way Steve is so annoyed that he keeps on being like the babysitter and he keeps on being put with Dustin. And they just have so many like hilarious moments. You know that bit where Steve was like, "Where did you know about the flashlights?" And just like, "Do you have to be told everything?" Yeah. A child. He's so funny. And then when they have that whole discussion about like where that rock is, that like is like the makeout rock or whatever, and he's like, "It's north," and he's like, "No, it's fucking this way. Like, I don't care where's north. It's this way because I fucking made up this special makeout rock."
Their bickering is great.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good this season. It is so good. Oh. I just want to rewatch it.
I know, I actually, I want to rewatch it.
I want to rewatch it just even for that scene with Max where they play the Kate Bush song. It's so good, and I keep hearing it on TikTok, and I have it on my playlist, and it keeps coming on, and I'm just like, I just want to watch the scene.
Yeah, it's back in the chart. It was actually on the radio on the way over here.
Was it on the radio?
I think it was number 3 or number 4.
Yeah, it's definitely, I've heard that. Come on,
Kate Bush. I hope she's making the fucking fortune.
Yeah, same. Oh, she's great. Anyway, 11.
Oh, yeah. This one.
This one.
She wasn't as annoying as other seasons. But I really felt for when she was like trying, she was like writing the letter to Mike about how good school's going, and then you see that it's not the same and that she's getting bullied, and then it'll be like, Sarah, like, and obviously her powers aren't working. Like, I really do feel for her, but like at the same time, I'm just like, alright, next character.
I actually really like Eleven. I actually think she's a really interesting character. I just don't like some of her storylines.
Yeah.
Like, season 2 really just, just could just skip all of her scenes in season 2. Like, you know, it shows her getting stronger and you learn a bit of her backstory. I don't care. I just gave me back to the other characters. Don't care. Season 3, I really love her and Max. I think they're like super. Yeah. Her in season 3 was actually really good because she actually got to be a person. You know, and have a life. I thought she was really good.
Unfortunately, in this season, she became Joyce.
Oh, she got rid of all her style from season 3.
Yeah, she became Joyce.
She had such a funky style. One of the worst characters in the show. I see. I liked her in those. Like, I thought she looked kind of cool. But when you pointed out that she looked like Joyce, I was like, "You're fucking right. Why does she look like Joyce? She had a whole fucking cool wardrobe." Yeah, that really annoyed me. But I'd say it's just because they don't have
her
the money.
Also, that's her role model now.
Yeah, but they also don't have them.
If Will and your man, actually, Jonathan has fucking frosted tips. Like
that, he actually looks better. I think he looks better than he has in other seasons, because he's always, to me, looked like he wears a wig, even though that's actually the actor's hair.
I know, is he English? I think I heard him speak, and I think he actually is English. I couldn't tell you.
I think he's actually going out with Nancy though.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think in real life they're going
cute.
Out, which is strange because they don't really have a lot of.
On screen chemistry.
Yeah. But I liked him a lot more in this season as well. Him with
His friend.
What's his name?
So funny.
What's the friend's name?
Somewhere. I'm obsessed with that man's hair.
Argyle, yeah.
I love his theme tune every time he comes on. Yeah, stoner music.
He's so good. I really like that actor. He's gone.
He's so funny. He definitely, like, he was a good pairing with Jonathan because it made him a bit more interesting.
Yeah, it made that little gang really funny. Like that. They didn't really have a comic character. You know, just from like what we know of all the characters, those three have always been quite serious characters. Yeah. So I really like that they added a little funny person to the mix.
Yeah.
I think they did a really good job this season of, because I think I found last season that there was so much storylines or something. I found like there was just a lot of people going on that some people were overshadowed and stuff. Whereas I didn't really find that as much this season. I kind of thought that they did a really good job of giving everyone, I don't know. I was kind of like, I was happy when they had all the old people in it and they were still adding new people. I didn't feel like as much like, oh my God, can you stop adding new people? Like there's too many people here. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there wasn't a lot of Will and Mike and Jonathan. Like they were kind of
like that.
Yeah.
Came a break for a bit.
Not
too much.
Yeah. But the L stuff, I kind of was like, oh fuck, we're having another season two situation where they've separated her. I thought I was going to get really irritated by the scene, but no, they just did such a good job of the reveals of the backstory that I really just was like, I don't care, I need to get more L scenes because I want to like learn about more of this stuff.
She just knew all that, she's repressed it.
Yeah.
She knew everything.
But like, I mean, I don't think it means that she knew. I think it's just the same way that like hypnotism can like access certain memories that you've forgotten. The way that she has telekinesis, they put her in this like super sensory chamber and they like gave her some kind of like medicine, I think, you know, they gave her like an injection of something to obviously like enhance something, that like all of those things together made her access parts of her brain, because, you know, like, not, I don't think a normal person could do that. I think it's because it's 11 with her like psychic abilities that she was able to access parts of her brain that she someone pointed out though that like when that would have happened first, you know, obviously because the memory from the past of your man talking to her and stuff like that, she was like 4 or 5 when that was actually happening. So like she probably, they pointed out that she probably had no fucking idea what he was saying because she had like 3 words in her vocabulary in season 1. She was like, friend? Like, she didn't even know, like, such basic words. That's that, like, he probably went on his whole thing and she probably was absolutely terrified but was probably like, I don't know what you're saying.
What are you saying?
You're explaining so much to me. And then all of a sudden he was like, cool, I'm gonna, like, backhand you across the room and kill you. And she was like, oh, cool, you don't like me. I don't know what you were saying, but now I'm sensing some aggression, so I'm gonna kill you because I'm super fucking strong as a fucking 4-year-old.
I thought it was deadly how they kind of, like, had, like, the like regular like 11 but you could also see like her as a kid
in the mirror and stuff. Yeah, I thought that was really smart. Yeah, I thought they did a good job.
I thought it was good at like, because sometimes I'd forget that we were kind of like seeing a memory, that it wasn't like what was actually happening at the time.
It was a smart way of almost doing time travel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was kind of like time travel for her because it was in her mind, but like nothing was changing, it was just a memory. But I thought that was very smart in that, like, because it was a, like, it would have been annoying if we kept only seeing the weird kind of a, I mean, they didn't have too many of her, but I thought she looked a little bit weird. She, like, it was just kind of like a shrunk Millie Bobby Brown, even though that's actually a child.
Yeah, did you see it, like the photo?
Yeah, it's actually a child, which just Millie, yeah, it's just a child. But they got like,
maybe it's not,
they like CGI'd over the,
they just CGI'd Millie Bobby Brown's face. But like, I thought that the whole body of the child seemed really scrawny. I thought they had just like literally like shrunk Millie Bobby Brown. I was like, this is such a strange looking person. But I thought that, I'm really glad, I'm really glad that they had 11 as Millie Bobby Brown for the scenes. Because I think it would have been really, I would have been really thrown if like they had this random child.
Yeah, she's also a great actress as well.
Like, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is. She's so good.
She's really talented.
They, you know, I remember when we were watching, you were like, oh, I can't believe they made her shave her hair off and stuff like that. But that was actually a wig.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought they'd make her shave her head.
How the fuck did they fit all of that in there?
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do it, no. But yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Yeah.
That's actually one of the best wigs I've seen, that, not like a film set, because like, Yeah, there's a lot of hair to hide. Sometimes they look like fucking Jonathan is wearing real hair and it looks fake. Like,
yeah, I'd say her head. I do, like, thinking back on it, I do think Millie Bobby Brown's head looked quite big in those scenes, and it's probably because she's hiding a full head of hair under a wig.
I didn't even notice, but yeah, probably now that I know that it's hair, I'm probably gonna go back and notice.
It's like, that's a big head.
Yeah. But yeah, Aaron, who's your favorite?
I'm the same as Kat, there's just too many. It's the Scoops Ahoy crowd and then Eddie.
Eddie's pretty good. I really like Eddie. In fairness, he didn't get a lot. Okay, what do you think? Okay, this is a very, it matters not, but I just want to know. Did you think that him and Chrissy were like, there was like a spark, like a chemistry? Or did you
think I think he saw that she was going through a real rough time, and I reckon he had a similar, like,
but did you think there was like a romantic,
it could have led to,
I think it could eventually, but possibly, I think
he was just trying to help her.
But I also think it would have been like two seasons away, you know, that kind of way,
like, you know the bit where they're actually in the woods and he is probably flirting with her when he's, and she's like, no, I don't remember, and he like jumps to the ground, oh my god, that was all very cute, and I would completely shift them there.
What about you, Jordan?
I agree. I thought he was probably trying to be nice and supportive, but I mean, again, I'd say he fancied her, and I'd say that, you know, there would have been some flirtatiousness there, but I didn't really think about it beyond that.
Okay. Because everyone on TikTok is absolutely shipping them so fucking hard.
Yeah,
shipping them from, like, from that scene in the woods.
It's very cute.
Absolutely shipping them so bad, and everyone is like, oh, it's so sad that we're not going to see it happen because Chrissy died and stuff like that. I personally, and I keep going into the comments being like, someone else has to have had this opinion. I have completely had the opinion that he is gay.
You know, you built that yourself, though. You want that so badly.
In his mind, everyone needs to be gay.
Not everyone needs to be gay. But he is very flamboyant. And not that flamboyancy means gay, but on the internet,
they usually take
any kind of queer coding to the internet means the character is gay, because there are so few LGBT characters. I think because
he's also the rebel without a cause, it takes over.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But he's just, that scene in the cafeteria, he's very campy, very quirky. That scene in the woods when he like dives to the ground and then he does this kind of thing with his hair. Like, I just saw them as like that. That would be such a cute best friend thing. And you know, I see it, once I saw it on TikTok, I was like, fair enough. I could have shipped that. That would have been cute if that's the way they went, if Chrissy didn't die. But I just really had it in my head, and I keep scrolling through the comments being like, this is the internet. I am on gay TikTok. Someone is going to tell me that they also thought this. And I have not seen a single thing. I've seen so many videos of people being like, showing me pretty much the same clip, because it's the same two scenes where they're fucking together, and just showing me, and then being like, oh, these two need to be together, and all the comments are like, so sad Chrissy died, that would have been so, shipped them so hard, I love Eddie so much, oh my god, like, I'm in love with him. No one is telling me he's gay, and I'm like, someone's gonna agree with me, so tell me, listeners, if anyone thinks Eddie was also gay, please tell me.
I just don't think he's gay.
Okay, fair enough.
I think he's
Jordan's flat out said it. I think he could be bi.
Yeah, like, he could be. You know what? I'm not saying that it mattered for the show. I'm just really surprised for TikTok.
Yeah.
Because TikTok will literally take, like,
the straightest of people.
Yeah, they would literally be like Lucas and Mike, the two characters that we have confirmed like girls, they would be like, ship them so hard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would take any characters in the world and be like, oh my god, I ship them. So I just think it's really interesting that maybe it's because they haven't had him really talk to any guys except Steve for like a minute. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, him and Steve haven't really had any, you know, I could see them shipping them, the two together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what the internet does. So I just have been really surprised. But that said, oh no, I was also going to say, sorry, still on the same point, that when they had the four of the teenagers, I was like even more getting into it, because I was like, yeah, we got Nancy and Steve who were kind of flirting with each other, and then we've got the two gay BFs. that the two gay best friends fucking trail alongside them. The two comedic effect. I mean, in fairness, all like Steve is also comedic effect, but like fucking Robin and Eddie are both just that like sense, yeah. trailing along, having the bants. Neither of them fancying anybody. I mean, not none of them are fancying anybody, but neither of them fancy each other because they're just there for comedic effect of like, we're gay. Hey, Eddie, I'm gay too. I really was just feeling the gay vibes from him, and nobody else is getting me. So if anyone who's listening agrees with me, please tell me because I feel like I'm losing it with TikTok. Anyway, that's all I have to say about.
I think we're better to end Stranger Things.
Than Niamh having a rant.
Than Niamh wanting everyone to be gay.
It's Pride coming up, yeah, guys. Pride. Yeah,
we did it.
We talked about it. Beautiful. I think next time we're going to talk about, we're thinking of doing, we were kind of looking at a few gay movies, but we're not 100% sure, so maybe I won't reveal
wouldn't say.
Because I'll just disappoint people. Hopefully we'll do a gay movie that isn't sad, but there's so few. But the one that we pick,
if Pride last year.
Yeah, that's so cute. If we don't pick, it's either like the one that I have in my mind, I'm afraid that upon rewatch will be really like so many gay stereotypes. You know, kind of like The Birdcage. Yeah. Birdcage is great and it's not sad, but there's a lot of like, I'd say maybe in hindsight, well, you could be like, oh, this isn't great for like, well, you know.
Robin Williams' speech to Val, I fucking love that thing.
No, they're so cute together.
I love that. Val, to his son. Nobody's talking about like, that he knows who he is. We'll save it for the podcast.
Anyway, I don't think we're going to do the birthday. I don't think you're going to be on it either. You're fucking working like all.
Uh-huh. You can if you want to get back here at 9:30 and do it.
If I'm off the next day, I'll do it.
I'll get Jordan back.
Yeah. You just give me your proxy form.
What did you think about being on the podcast, Jordan? Was it?
I've loved being on the podcast. I feel like I've made it. I've listened to it so much now that I feel like I'm on the other side of the glass. That's cute. You know what I mean?
I feel like I've ranted a lot more than I have in a while.
I can,
which I'd say is a bit off
putting. You're a singer. Of course you
can
sing.
No, I don't. Trust me.
Can you watch back your own videos?
No, not really. Which means this podcast is lost on me, but...
You were here, you experienced it all.
Exactly, yeah.
You can say it's a much better life.
I've really enjoyed being on the podcast.
Do you know what I just thought of there? Because I was just about to say you should listen back on the other one and then, like, voice record yourself and then, like, send in, like, as if you were responding, like, as if you were still on it, and we could, like, edit them in. Like that would be really funny. You're like, this is my like opinion on this. But I was like, there's so many people. I do the same thing when I'm listening to podcasts that I'm like about to almost respond, and I'm like, I'm not actually talking to these people. These people don't know me. But my mom is always, because my mom obviously does know me, she's always saying that she's about to like chime in, and then she's like, it almost feels like, because she sometimes listens when she's driving, and she said that sometimes she feels like we're just having a conversation in the back of the car that she's not allowed to be included in. Like that she's like, wow, I can't get a fucking word in with this guy, I'm fucking chatting in the back of the car. Absolutely. So like my mom should like record like herself, like listen, you know, she should like play. Yeah, she should like play and then pause us speaking and then go, oh yes, me, that's what I actually have to think about this, and then press play.
Speaking of me, shark joke.
Oh, shark joke! My mom has a shark joke. Thank you. We did a call for my mom's shark jokes because I knew she was going to have one, and she said that she didn't have a shark joke, she had a shark fact. And the shark fact is that sharks only attack you when you're wet. So, thank you, mom. Yeah, that's my favourite shark fact.
We're done.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Thanks a lot for being on.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm sorry that I did a big rant that I haven't done in a while.
You always do a big
rant. No, I actually don't.
The rant is good.
You do a rant.
I did a lot of rants. Every couple of... I feel like I only spoke. And I cannot wait to listen to this and to hear myself interrupt you 500 times.
I interrupted you a couple of times, I count myself. I'm learning from the master, apparently.
You're excited.
I was excited. I had a lot to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a little late. And apparently your lot to say is more important than my lot to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's how my brain fucking... But then, I feel my body temperature heating up. Like, I get so sweaty. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm in this. Yeah, I'm yelling and talking at a rapid speed. Nobody else is getting a word in. And then the moment I stop speaking and someone else is speaking, my body temperature is raging on fire. And I only then notice that I'm so sweaty. And then I realize to myself, my body's probably physically trying to tell me to shut up. My body is probably, like, shaking me from the inside. Like, let me speak!